This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
The Family Show with Liam, Robbie and Ness, and our relationships guru is Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. It's been so much disaster in 2011, from floods to cyclones to earthquakes, and the kids probably see more than they need to on the TV. How do you deal with that? Morning, Bruce. Where do we start with the kids?
Yeah, look, good morning. And yeah, it is a devastating start to a year. And I think even as adults, just watching these things on TV can be quite devastating, even if we're not obviously affected or even if we don't even know someone that's been directly affected. And, you know, the impact on us as adults is still tempered by the fact that, you know, we have so much life experience and, you know, when we see things, we can make sense of things and we can do this is because of this and all that logical reasoning. But when you're, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, some of those things just don't make any sense at all. And there's a danger of assuming that maybe just the kids might be able to just work it out on their own. And, you know, as parents, that's where we need to step in and intervene.
Should we start by not letting them see it? Should we shield them from it fully? Or is that not the case?
Yeah, look, Robbie, I think that's always a question I get asked, and I think the challenge is that they are probably going to see it somewhere. And we all know that, you know, the old cliche, a picture paints 1,000 words. So, you know, I see one picture on that TV, then I'd like to suggest to mums and dads there's got to be 1,000 words to go with that picture so that they've made up the right words to go with that picture. So I think, Robbie, being sensitive to what the kids are going to see on TV, you know, and it's a challenge. You know, you've come home from work and you go, geez, I want to, out of concern, see how things are going in Christchurch or what happened with the cyclone. So you whack on, you know, what Skyhook so beautifully called horror movie, and you put on the 6 o'clock news and there's all the images trailing out. And, you know, it's not even about natural disasters. I see images of the Middle East and the unrest there. And I, and as a kid, do I make sense of those things or not? Or I need a parent to help me make sense of that.
I've sung that song so many times. I never knew horror movie was about the 6 o'clock news. I didn't know. Is that what it is about?
Yeah, it's a 6 o'clock news.
See, the old people can help you every now and then, Liam.
So even though you might sit and explain and have a round table, you know, at dinner time, as Robbie, you were saying earlier, sometimes kids think it's actually next door. You know, they, oh, hang on, I see it on the TV, I recognise that building. It's hard for them to grasp, though, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is, and that's where I think parents need to jump in that particular space. Look, when things change, even for us as adults, we need information. That's why we want to watch the news. That's why we want to listen to Vanessa and say, hey, what's happening with this? Because there's a need for information. So the more things change, the more information we need. So God forbid you got a lump on the side of your neck, you would be at the doctor the next day trying to find out some information. Then the doctor would get a biopsy and, you know, you would be craving information about this lump. Is it cancerous? Is it malignant? Is it benign? So that you could satisfy yourself about that change. Now, you know, I can still remember as a kid, after the 74 floods, there was a conversation that I heard on the TV that talked about if the Somerset Dam wall broke, half of Brisbane would flood. It'd be washed away. It'd be devastating. And I, as a kid, I held on to that thing, I reckon, as a private negative fantasy for about 2 years, because I was thinking, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen to us? Would we be able to escape? And I never talked to anyone about it because I had my own little catastrophizing going on, like the sky might fall in, and I didn't talk to anyone. So mums and dads need to step in. And you know, your example there, well, where is New Zealand? Get on the internet. Get the information happening in a way that your kids will make sense. Jump on the internet. Have a look where New Zealand is. Have a look where the Middle East is. Have a look where Cairns is. Get out a map. You know, if you've got a 7 or 8 year old, someone's a little more, you know, cognitive around the world, you get out the map that shows where all the plates are, that says, you know, well, this is where all the, how the world comes together, and here's a little seismic map of about where all the plates are, and when these rub together, this is what causes an earthquake, and, you know, this is why it happens in New Zealand like this. And those little conversations can just go, ah, oh, in a kid's mind, and just take away some of that unnecessary stress that they may be having at that particular time.
And there is so much on television, isn't there? Do you think, you know, you want to be sort of, depending on the kid's age, just really limiting the amount of stuff they do see? Because it can become very engrossing, can't it?
Oh, look, absolutely. And you don't even know. And, you know, when the news is on, guess what? You know, we're getting dinner ready, it's the acid hour, there's 1,000 things happening in people's lives, and you may just have the TV running on and you don't even know, and there's a kid sitting there glued to the horror movie watching everything that's happening, and that can be sending those images that, you know, for them, put them in a position of helplessness and, you know, catastrophizing about, oh, what do I know? So I think, A, certainly be mindful of what your kids are going to see, and B, be on the front foot when it comes to getting the information to them and sitting down and having a conversation in prayer time, you know, making sure that you're saying a prayer for them and, you know, recognising where they are and what their world is like. And I think that, you know, the last part of that is still just reminding kids that they're going to be okay. That, you know, we've all got this basic survival thing that, you know, we all want to live. It's like it's ingrained in us. It's how God made us, to make sure we've got the food, clothing, shelter, security, all that survival stuff sorted out first as our primary need. And I think kids just need to know that, hey, you are going to be okay.
How to talk to your kids about all the disasters we've seen since the start of this year anyway. Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships, always with great advice, mate. Nice to chat, and we'll talk soon, hey?
Enjoy your day, guys.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.